In July 1969, people around the world witnessed America's greatest achievement. NASA succeeded in landing a man on the moon, and in the effort, won its space race against the USSR. Millions of people were breathlessly watching black and white images of Neil Armstrong bounding across a rocky landscape. But did these millions actually witness a man on the moon?
Many people believe in a lunar conspiracy, that the U.S. government filmed the Apollo missions in a movie studio. Conspiracy theorists doubt that NASA had technology advanced enough to send a rocket to the moon, considering that, in those days, simple calculating computers were as big as houses and were very slow. Even today, rocket scientists are unable to fire a rocket and have it land upright. Conspiracy theorists are curious. How can NASA claim to have done just that in the 1960s?
Seeing is believing, but it is the pictures NASA used as proof of the lunar landing that have raised questions. NASA took the now-famous pictures of Neil Armstrong planting a waving American flag on the moon. But considering that the moon has no atmosphere, and thus no wind, how can the flag be waving?
More doubt about the truth of the lunar landing comes from NASA's claim that it used regular slide film to take pictures on the moon. Conspiracy theorists point out two problems with this claim. Normal film will freeze and shatter if it gets colder than minus 20 degrees Celsius. It gets much colder than that on the moon. Secondly, there are high levels of radiation in space. Since film is sensitive to radiation, film is not even supposed to be put through the X-ray machines at an airport, how did NASA end up with pictures unaffected by it? Conspiracy theorists would like to know.